I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Newly released government figures show that Georgians have enjoyed some of the biggest gains in inflation-adjusted income in the country. According to MarketWatch, income for the average resident rose 3.3% in 2016, which is tied with Utah for the largest gains nationally. While some parts of the state could see a total of 2 to 5 inches of rain this week, this follows an unusually cool, dry spring, which delayed some crop harvests, including Vidalia onions and blueberries. Tim Kulong is a vegetable specialist at the University of Georgia's Tifton campus.
It does increase disease potential, of course, when you have continued wet weather. But with our sandy soils here in southern Georgia, 2 to 5 inches isn't really that terrible because we do have very good, well-drained soils here, and so I don't see that our crops will be sitting in water or anything like that.
Kulong says the cool spring is good news for Georgia peaches. The extra chill hours should produce a strong crop this year. Well, following the Army's announcement in March that it planned to convert a light infantry brigade stationed at Fort Carson, Colorado, to a tank brigade, reports today indicate that Fort Stewart here in Georgia is among 5 posts being considered to house it. Major General Lee Quintus, the commanding general at Fort Stewart, told reporters today that he would welcome the new tank brigade and the roughly 4,000 additional soldiers that come with it. He says he and his staff sent information to the Pentagon highlighting the barracks, motor pools, and other facilities they already have in place that the new tank brigade would need. 2 weeks from the start of hurricane season, some on the Georgia coast are still rebuilding from Hurricane Irma last fall. In Chatham County, officials are looking to connect people who still need help with agencies that can provide it. Chelsea Sawyer with the Chatham Emergency Management Agency says often insurance and federal money just aren't enough.
Sometimes you'll see when people receive financial assistance that it might fix the hole in the roof, but it didn't cover the damage that was to their floor because of the hole in their roof.
Case managers plan to connect people who qualify with voluntary agencies that can offer assistance. And a color resin pellets manufacturer is investing $19 million in a new Chattooga County plant. Governor Nathan Deal announced today that Dixie Color will hire roughly 100 people for production, management, technician, and administrative positions at their new specialty fibers facility. The company specializes in single pigment dispersions, custom color master batches, and plastic compounding for use in bath mats, area rugs, and carpets. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.